It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. The U.S. government says its borders will remain closed to non-essential travel for at least another month. And the U.S. is indefinitely extending an order that allows officials to quickly remove unauthorized migrants at the border. KERA's Mallory Falk reports.
The CDC directive allows for swift expulsion of unauthorized migrants, including asylum seekers and unaccompanied children. The order was issued in late March, then extended for 30 days. On Tuesday, CDC Director Robert Redfield extended the order again, but with no end date this time. Instead, it will stay in effect until he determines, quote, the danger of further introduction of COVID-19 into the United States has ceased to be a serious danger to the public health. The Department of Homeland Security has used the policy to effectively seal off the border to asylum seekers. Since it went into effect, just two people seeking protection were allowed to stay in the U.S. to pursue asylum as of May 13th. I'm Mallory Falk in El Paso.
This week we are hearing from candidates running in New Mexico's Democratic primary for the District 35 State Senate seat. I recently talked with Democratic challenger Naomi Martinez-Parra on why she is seeking the District 35 Senate seat. Naomi Martinez-Parra, thank you so much for joining us. I'd like to hear why you are seeking the state Senate seat.
Hi, Anthony. Thank you so much for having me. Well, first, let me just back up a little bit. I was born and raised in Lordsburg, New Mexico. My father was an immigrant. My mother was born in Hanover, New Mexico. And not only that, I'm the youngest of nine children. And my parents had a difficult time with education. They had just an elementary education. But I thank God because, you know, they put, you know, workforce, that was the quality. So it was because of them that I went on to earn a master's in special education. I received my master's at Grand Canyon University. And I've been in education for over 20 years. And it was then that I decided to run because when I saw the inadequate funding in our education, and specifically in special education for our disabled children and into adulthood, I noticed the inadequate funding, of course, for our senior citizens. I take care of my 93-year-old mother, and I want to change that. I want to put working families first. I want to put our seniors, and I want to put our children first. I believe that we need a strong voice in the legislature. I believe that constituents, voters need to know what's going on in Santa Fe. I also want to diversify our economy and bring other forms of revenue. I think it's important that the voters get a say as to what's going on in Santa Fe, decisions that are affecting their lives every day. And so this is why I am seeking the Senate seat.
Across the globe and here in New Mexico, COVID-19 has impacted so many lives. With that in mind, can you share with us what you think are the major issues facing the district and the state? I know you mentioned some challenges that just now, but what do you feel are the major issues facing District 35 and the state of New Mexico?
Well, as we look at COVID-19, I think the hardest part for me coming out of COVID-19 is not being able to talk to my neighbors and listen to their concerns. You know, we had to use traditional and non-traditional ways to get out our message. But the issues, aside from all of that, I think working families, the tax credit, I'd like to for us to, you know, take care of our working families. Other issues, of course, we have a big issue with unemployment and our education system. So it's important to consider all of that. And then we have, you know, we need to look at climate change because that is pretty much, you know, if we don't fix climate change, if we don't at least try to find ways, it's not, we will not have a clear path to education, to healthcare. We won't be able to do that effectively.
So you mentioned some things there, some challenges facing the district and the state. What are some things you could do if elected to address these issues with legislation?
One of the things that I think we really need to do is diversify our economy and bring other forms of revenue. We have to do that. We have to stop giving tax breaks to the wealthy and big corporations. We need to invest. We need to protect our small businesses. because they are the backbone of our communities. We need to invest in our working families. We need to come up with a creative way to invest in a workforce training program. We need adequate preparation for our kids with programs that will sustain them all the way through secondary education.
Naomi Martinez-Parra is a Democratic candidate running for the District 35 State Senate seat in New Mexico. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Anthony.
You can listen to my full interview with District 35 Democratic State Senate candidate Naomi Martinez-Parra at krwg.org.